consecutive steals like you did on in that sequence?
I don't know. Probably like last year or sometime. I don't know. I just got to keep getting active in the passing lanes because it gets everybody going.
For both of you defensively, you're playing a team that was fourth in the country, I think, in scoring. You hold them to 65 points. That sequence there seemed to kind of sum up your defensive, you know, approach today. What did you have to do to execute defensively the way you did against this team?
I feel like our approach in practice has been unbelievable lately. Other guys holding each other accountable, me forcing the issue, holding guys accountable, the energy level, the attention to detail, and knowing the firepower they had on offense, get a lot of threes, playing transition. Number 32 was a great rim runner, so we knew the things that we knew to take away, and we took them away, and we got the dub.
Bruce, how comfortable are you when you're asked to play off the ball more so than maybe you have in the past?
I'm comfortable. Whatever I have to do to help this team win, I'm willing to do it. So, I mean, if you ask me to go box out 7-footer or if you need me to cheer on my teammates even louder than what I do, I'll do it, man. Anything for the team and anything for this program.
Is off the ball. What does that open up for your guys' offense? It seemed like tonight, especially in transition, John was kind of running some things and it got some stuff going there for you guys in the second half. What can he do off the ball that maybe changes when he changes that role?
Yeah, I mean, we have so many guys that can handle the ball and make plays for others. So just having no drop off from Bruce is off the ball. It really helps us. You know, he's a great catch and shoot guy. So there's no drop offs from the guys catching and shooting. It just gives us great balance and depth throughout. Yeah.
You guys, in the first half, Owen Freeman, it seemed like he was kind of getting whatever he wanted, and it really didn't matter who you threw at him in the first half. But then in the second half, hold him to 3 points. I don't know if it was discussed in the locker room or not, but what adjustments did you guys make specifically against him in the second half?
It really wasn't an adjustment. We just told the bigs just to play better, play harder, and they did. I mean, I would tell y'all it was a scheme or something, but they just play with a different level of energy and toughness, and you see what happened when you play like that. Things go your way.
And Mobley, 8 assists, most he's ever had. There were a few times where he was in a spot where maybe he would have taken shots in November, December, where he was able to find you or find Aaron or find Evan. How much better of a team can you guys be if he continues to kind of refine the other parts of his game like he did tonight with facilitating?
Junie, he's playing a lot of high minutes now. So he getting experience, and the game probably slowing down for him, especially being that back half of the season where things tend to slow down. So he see different reads that he probably didn't see before. He playing more poise. And it'd be really good for us, especially when he can pass and then teams can sleep on him on defense, then he's going to shoot a wide-open shot. I feel like anytime he shoot, I feel like the whole gym thing is going in anyway. So him just keep growing and keep improving, he'll be a nice player.
You guys took control of this game with a big second half, big run to open the second half. Purdue comeback started with a big run to open the second half. These last two games, what is it that's had this team come out on fire out of the locker room?
Just holding each other accountable. I'm telling guys, like, we need to come out with the energy in the first 4 minutes of the second half, and we keep doing it, we keep harping on it, and the results is helping us so much, and it's thanks to the guys and the coaching staff, because we're just trying to win. So we just know any small advantage we can take over, we will do it, and it helped us today.
Guys, you guys know how close every game you've played recently has been, and you finally have a chance to open up a lead and kind of keep it at arm's length. What did it feel like to play the second half with a lead and not every possession is necessarily life or death for you guys?
It felt weird. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. It felt like too good to be true, but that is credit to how hard we've been practicing. We practiced extremely hard, and we're getting the results that we wanted. By just us playing together, playing hard, holding each other accountable, to coaching staff, teammates, and having Buckeye nation behind you, makes it feel 10 times better.
Yeah, I mean, I think it felt great just to have that lead, and I think it made us play harder because we wanted to keep the lead and not, you know, we've had some games where we've had a nice lead and, you know, let the team kind of fight back and call back, and we just kept telling each other, like, you know, we're at home, we can't let this lead slide, and I think we just all came together as a team, like Bruce said, holding each other accountable, and we just had, you know, a lot of team camaraderie today.
What's been your view of what practice has been like? Bruce has talked about some of what he's seen, but what have you seen these last couple days, weeks, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of former players come through, you know, give us, you know, good talks about holding each other accountable. The teams that were good, they all had, they were team-led or player-led teams, so we just kind of been keeping that in the back of our minds, and I think we've all benefited from, you know, having criticism from our own teammates, and we've been taking it well.
Any former players that especially maybe were meaningful or their words resonated with you?
Yeah, I mean, Scoonie Penn came in, you know, he sat us all down and, you know, kind of gave us that speech, and I think it all resonated with us really well.
Especially him being the great guard he was, just telling us, like, we had to compete in practice, and the practice should be way harder than the games, and that's what it's been feeling like lately. So it's been helping us, and we're going to keep improving, keep stacking days.
Were you guys aware that in the last 6 minutes or so, you were one assist away from getting the entire arena free Chick-fil-A? And was there any acknowledgement of that as they kept kind of following you guys? Because the whole arena just wanted one more assist for Chick-fil-A. I
mean, they let us know.
Oh, yeah.
I think the last one was an assist, but they didn't want to count it. But that's just me.
I was talking to our fans. He said, one more assist. I said, I got you. So I tried to pass to Junie. He missed. Tried to pass to Quez, he got shot blocked. That passed to Quez again for a layup. Then I said it was assist, so.
I tried.
I tried, so. Thank you.
Appreciate it.